请如果你有圣经打开圣经哥林多后书第九章第一节到第十五节。
If you have your Bible, please turn to 2 Corinthians 9, chapter 9, 1 to 15.
那我只读中文，如果 你看中文看英文的话，你跟着我一起看。
We will just read it in Chinese, so please follow along in English.
哥林多后书第九章第一节。论到供给圣徒的事，我不必写信给你们，因为我知道你们乐意的心，常对马其顿人夸奖你们，说亚该亚人预备好了，已经有一年了，并且你们的热心激动了许多人。但我打发那几位弟兄去，要叫你们照我的话预备妥当，免得我们在这世上夸奖你们的话落了空。万一有马其顿人与我同去，见你们没有预备，就叫我所确信的反成了羞愧。你们羞愧便不用说了。因此我想不得不求那几位弟兄先到你们那里去，把从前所应许的捐资预备妥当，就显出你们所捐的是出于乐意，不是出于勉强。少种的少收，多种的多收，这话是真的。个人要随本意所酌定的，不要作难，不要勉强，因为捐的乐意的人是神所喜爱的。神能将各样的恩惠多多地加给你们，使你们凡事常常充足，能多行各样善事。如经上所记，他施舍钱财，周济贫穷，他的仁义存到永远。那次种给撒种的，赐给人赐的，必多多加给你们种地的种子，又增添你们仁义的果子，叫你们凡事富足，可以多多施舍，就借着我们使感谢归于神。因为办这供给的事，不但补圣徒的缺乏，而且叫许多人越发感谢神。他们从这供给的事上得了凭据，知道你们承认基督，顺服他的福音，多多的捐钱给他们和众人，便将荣耀归于神。他们也因神极大的恩赐显在你们的心里，就切切的想念你们，为你们祈祷，感谢神，因他有说不尽的恩赐。我们上个礼拜我谈到这个乐捐的厚恩。
Last week I talked about the grace of giving.
那么请问大家还记得乐捐厚恩的那几点？
Do you still remember the points from it?
乐捐的厚恩一共有四点。
And there's four points.
那么如果你记得的话，第一，这马其顿教会乐捐的厚恩不受这个环境的影响。
So first, the grace of giving from the Christians in Macedonia, they were not, they were independent of their circumstances.
然后虽然他们贫穷，而且遇到这个患难，
even though they were poor and they were suffering,
他们却表现出这个乐捐的厚恩。
Yet they were able to exhibit the grace of giving.
那么乐捐的厚恩，第二，他们模仿主耶稣的榜样。
And second, they were imitating Christ.
他们把自己献上给主。
They first gave themselves to God.
然后他们表现出这个乐捐的厚恩。
And then they exhibited the grace of giving.
那么第三点，乐捐的厚恩是出于心甘情愿的。
And thirdly, it was out of a willing heart.
而且不是勉强的。
It was not coerced.
那么最后，乐捐的厚恩，他们分担那些缺乏的。
And finally, they were able to share in the needs of others.
所以马其顿教会的信徒在这四方面表现出他们这个乐捐的厚恩。
So the Christians in Macedonia were able to express the grace of giving.
所以他们的表现成为这个哥林多教会的一个勉励。
And their example became an encouragement to the Christians in Corinth.
因为哥林多教会的信徒不懂得什么叫做乐捐的厚恩。
Because the Christians in Corinth did not understand the grace of giving.
那么因此保罗以这个马其顿教会的榜样来教导这个哥林多教会的信徒。
So Paul used the Christians in Macedonia to teach the Christians in Corinth.
然后保罗除了以马其顿教会的榜样来教导这个哥林多教会的信徒。
And besides using the examples of Christians in Macedonia to teach the Christians in Corinth.
劝勉他们要学习这个马其顿教会的信徒的榜样。
Exhorting them to learn from the example of the Christians in Macedonia.
我们还告诉他们乐捐能够所带来的良好的后果。
But he also tells them the good results that could come from giving.
所以当信徒把这个金钱奉献在神的事工上的时候，
So when Christians give to God's ministry,
那必定会产生良好的后果。
There will be good results.
所以根据我们刚才所看的那段经文，
So based on the passage that we just read,
这些良好的后果至少有四方面。
There's at least four good consequences.
而乐捐厚恩带来的第一个良好的后果就是能够激发别人。
The first good result is that it could stimulate others.
然后保罗对马其顿教会的信徒曾经提过哥林多教会在这个捐献金钱上的热心。
And Paul had mentioned to others about the excitement of the Christians in Corinth towards giving.
这个是一年前的事情。
And this is something that happened a year ago.
所以在九章二节保罗这么说。
So in chapter 9 verse 2, Paul says,
他说因为我知道你们乐意的心常对马其顿人夸奖你们说亚该亚人预备好了已经有一年了并且你们的热心激动了许多人。
For I know your eagerness to help, and I have been boasting about it to the Macedonians, telling them that since last year, you in Achaia were ready to give, and your enthusiasm has stirred most of them to action.
那保罗说，哥林多教会的信徒，他们的捐献激动了许多的人。
And so Paul says that the giving in Corinth has stirred up many others,
包括马其顿教会的信徒
including the believers in Macedonia.
所以哥林多教会的热心激动了马其顿教会的信徒。
So the eagerness in Corinth has stirred up the believers in Macedonia.
那么以致使到马其顿教会的信徒产生了这个乐捐的厚恩。
So that the believers in Macedonia was able to exhibit the grace of giving.
但是一年的时间已经过去了。
But a year has passed away.
哥林多教会的信徒没有遵守他们的诺言。
Yet, the believers in Corinth did not keep their word.
那么因此保罗必须要以马其顿教会的榜样来激励哥林多教会。
So, Paul must use the example of the believers in Macedonia to exhort the church in Corinth.
那么基督徒在生活上的见证能够激发别人，而且能够使到别人得到勉励。
And so Christians in their life to be able to exhort others by their example.
所以在这个希伯来书第十章第二十四节这么说。
So in Hebrews 10:24 it says,
他说又要彼此相顾激发爱心勉励行善。
And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds.
刚好这节经文我没有打上去。
And I didn't type in this verse.
那么请注意这句经文的激发。
And let's look at spur.
在英文圣经里面有不同的翻译。
There's many different translations in the English scriptures.
比如说在 New American Standard Bible, 它是用这个 stimulate.
And in New American Standard, it says to stimulate.
啊，在 NIV 里面它说 to spur.
And NIV says spur.
啊，在 New King James Version 里面它说 to stir up.
And New King James says to stir up.
那么这节经文说明我们应该在爱心上和行善上、彼此的激发彼此的勉励。
And it says in, towards love and good deeds, we ought to、encourage one another.、
哦、当我们看到弟兄姐妹、看到他们、在神在他们身上的作为。
And we see what God is doing in our brothers and sisters' lives.、
我们会得到激励而且学习他们的榜样。
We ought to be stirred up and to follow their example.
然后同样的，当我们看到弟兄姐妹在乐捐后恩的表现的时候
，Likewise, when we see brothers and sisters with the grace of giving,
啊，我们会得到激励，而且学习他们的榜样。
We are encouraged by it, and we ought to follow their example.
然后服侍神和奉献金钱在教会里面。不应当成为一个这个竞争。
Of course, to serve God or to give money in a church should not become a competition.
我比别人侍奉神来得更好。
I serve God better than others.
或者说我比别人奉献金钱来得更多。
Or I give more money than others.
这个不是圣经的教导。
This is not a biblical teaching.
因为一个人奉献金钱不应当是公开的。
Because a person's giving should not be a public thing.
只有他自己和神知道就好了。
It's between him and God.
因为在马太福音第六章第四节主耶稣有这么说。
So in Matthew 6:4, Jesus said,
要叫你们你施舍的事行在暗中你父在暗中察看必然报答你。
So that your giving may be in secret, then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you.
那无论如何，保罗不是在这里不是谈到个人的奉献，而是谈到这个教会整体的奉献。
No matter what, Paul here is not talking about individual giving, but the giving from the church.
所以他以马其顿教会的奉献来激励这个哥林多教会的信徒。
So he used the giving in Macedonia to exhort the believers in Corinth.
因此是没有错的。
So there's nothing wrong with that.
所以保罗的目的是希望马其顿教会的乐捐的厚恩能够激发哥林多教会的信徒。
So Paul's hope is that the giving in, the grace of giving in Macedonia would exhort the believers in Corinth.
所以乐捐的厚恩第一点就是能够激发别人。
So the result of grace of giving first is it could stimulate others.
那么乐捐厚恩的后果第二点是能够祝福、得到神的祝福。
And the second result of grace of giving is that you can receive blessings from God.
因为乐捐厚恩能够带给不只是别人也给自己能够得到祝福。
So the result of grace of giving not only does it bless others, but it also blesses the giver.
所以保罗在第六节说少种的少收多种的多收这个话是真的。
So Paul says in verse 6, remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously.
少给的所得来的祝福就少。
If you give less, then the blessing that you receive will be less.
多给的得来的祝福就多。
If you give more, then the blessings that you get will be more.
所以农夫少种他的收成就少。
So if a farmer plants less, then his harvest will be less.
如果他多种他的收成就越多。
But if he plants more, then his harvest will be greater.
一个投资者把他的钱放在银行里面。
An investor who puts his money in the bank.
如果他放一点点的钱、他的利润就低。
If he puts in a little bit of money, then his interest is low.
如果他把越多的钱放在银行里面他的利润就越高。
But the more money that he puts in the bank, the higher the interest.
奉献金钱在神的事工上也是如此。
And to give you, money into God's ministry is likewise.
当我们把一点点的钱投资在神的事工上的时候，
if we invest a little bit of money in God's work,
那么所结出的果子就越少。
The fruit is small.
然后相对的，当我们把越多的钱投资在神的事工上的时候，
but if we invest more money into God's work,
那么所结出的福音的果子就越多。
The fruit of the gospel is greater.
所以保罗在这里以一个耕种的比喻来讲解这个奉献金钱的道理。
So, Paul uses an analogy of sowing to talk about giving.
所以农夫把这个种子撒在泥土里面。
The farmer sows the seeds into the ground.
那么种子撒得少，收成的机会就越少。
If he sows sparingly, then he will reap sparingly.
那么种子撒得多的话，收成的机会就越高。
And if he sows generously, he will reap generously.
我的父亲是一位农夫，所以我懂得这些道理。
My father was a farmer, so I understand this.
我记得他为了要有更高的收成。
I remember for the sake of greater yield.
他就准备更大的土地，还有更多的种子。
So he prepared more land and more seeds.
所以在这合适的天气里面就有很好的收成。
So in a good weather that there is good harvest.
所以在箴言书第十一章第二十四节到第二十五节这么说。
So in Proverbs 11:24-25 it says,
他说有失散的却更增添。
One man gives freely yet gains even more.
有吝啬的过度的反致穷乏。
Another withholds unduly, but comes to poverty.
好施舍的必得富裕，滋润人必得滋润。
A generous man will prosper. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
然后在第八节我们看到这节经文保罗这么说。
But in verse 8, Paul says,
他说神能将各样的恩惠多多的加给你们，使你们凡事常常充足，能多行各样的善事。
And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work.
这节经文里面充满了神的恩典。
And here it's filled with God's grace.
请注意这节经文的词句。
And if you look at the words in here,
他说各样的恩惠多多的加给你们。
Make all grace abound to you.
凡事常常充足和多行善事。
So that in all time, things at all times having all that you need.
所以这些词句显示出这个神丰盛的恩典。
And so these wording, shows God's fullness of grace.
那么神丰盛的恩典不一定是那些物质上的富足。
And God's blessing is not necessarily material blessings.
而是这个生命上的富足。
But it's the wealth of life.
当基督徒表现出这个乐捐的厚恩的时候，
When a Christian exhibits the grace of giving,
那么神会供应他的需要。
God will provide their needs.
神会赐给他这个丰盛的生命。
God will bless them with an abundant life.
因为在他的生命里面，他将不会缺乏。
Because in their life they would not lack.
因为神的恩典足够他用。
Because God's grace is sufficient.
其实我自己的见证也是一个明证。
And actually my personal testimony is a proof.
那么在2000年的时候，我就是回应神的呼召。
And year 2000, I responded to God's calling.
我放弃了我的这个事业。
I gave up my career.
离乡背景来到美国念神学。
And left my country and came to the States to study.
我经过这么多年的时间，我终于愿意把自己献上给神使用。
And after many years, I was finally willing to allow God to use me.
所以当我把自己献上给神使用的时候，我经历到神丰盛的恩典。
So when I gave myself to God, that I experienced God's grace.
从我放弃我的事业到今天已经有15年的时间。
And from the time that I gave up my career till now, it's been 15 years.
我们在生活上从来没有缺乏过。
We have never lacked in our lives.
然后不单没有缺乏，我们在我们生命里面经历到神丰盛的恩惠。
And not only do we not lack anything, but in our lives we experience God's blessings.
所以保罗在这里讲的是很真实的。
So what Paul says here is true.
那神能将各样的恩惠多多的加给你们，使你们凡事常常充足，能多行各样善事。
And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you are abounding every good work.
乐间最大的拦阻就是忧虑。
And the greatest barrier to the grace of giving is worry.
忧虑明天会如何？
Worry about what tomorrow will bring.
忧虑经济什么时候会好转？
Worry about how is the finances going to turn around.
忧虑在退休的时候到底有没有足够的钱用。
Worry about if there's sufficient money at retirement.
所以当一个基督徒忧虑的时候
So when a Christian worries,
他不会打开的手
He will not open up his hands.
他也不会打开他的心
He will not open up his heart.
乐意的把金钱奉献在神的事工上。
And be willing to give to God's work.
而使到他自己失去了从神而来的福。
So that he loses the blessings that he would have gotten from God.
那不单自己失去了这个福分。
Not only will he lose out on this blessing.
别人也失去这个从神而来的福分。
Others will also miss out on the blessings that they could have gotten from God.
所以当我们乐意的把我们的金钱奉献在神的事工上的时候
So when we willingly offer up money for God's ministry,
然后将会产生两个后果
It will result in two different things.
那么第一个后果就是第八节所说的能多行各样的善事
And the first one is you will abound in every good work.
然后在第十节保罗说又增添你们仁义的果子
And Paul also said well, it will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness
所以受惠的人能够向神献上感谢的心
So those who receive this giving would give glory to God
所以每次我们教会支持的宣教士寄来的信的时候
So every time we receive the letters from the missionaries who our church supports.
那很多时候他们都会说感谢教会在这个金钱上和祷告上的支持。
And oftentimes they would say they thank the church for the financial and prayer supports.
因为其他教会和我们教会的支持。
And because of the support from other churches and from us.
他们经历到神的供应。
They experience God's provision.
他们能够在一些没有人要去的国家在那边传福音。
And they're able to preach the gospel in places that others will not go.
所以捐献这个厚恩不单能够激发别人。
So the grace of giving not only is able to stimulate others.
自己和别人能够得到神的祝福。
And, We, themselves and others will receive blessings.
然后第三，保罗说，神得到荣耀。
And Paul says, thirdly, God will receive glory.
第十三节，保罗这么说。
Verse 13, Paul says,
他们从这供给的事上得了凭据，知道你们承认基督顺服他的福音，多多的捐钱给他们和众人，便将荣耀归于神。
Because of the service by which you have proved yourselves, men will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your profession of the gospel of Christ and for your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else.
所以一个基督徒表现出这个乐捐的厚恩因为他顺服神的吩咐。
So a Christian can express the grace of giving because they have obeyed God.
所以当他在金钱上奉献金钱上顺服神的时候
So when they obey God in the area of finances
那么圣经说神将会得到这个荣耀
The Bible says then that God will receive glory
因为我们在生活里面一举一动就是在见证这位神
Because in our lives every move that we do is a testimony to God
奉献金钱是一个见证
And giving of finances is a testimony.
我见证在这位天上的父神。
It's to testify the God in heaven.
当我们顺服神的时候，当我们把我们的金钱奉献在神的事工上的时候
，When we obey God and that we are willing to offer the money to God，
那么圣经说神得到荣耀。
The Bible tells us God receives glory。
所以在马太福音第五章第十六节，主耶稣说
，So in Matthew 5:16， Jesus says，
他说你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫你们看见你们的好行为。便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.
我们圣经说，我们是世上的光。
And the Bible tells us that we're a light of this world.
我们好像一盏灯照在人前。
We are like a light that's shining before men.
如果这盏灯不会发光的话
，If this light does not give out light,
我们神因此。就不能得到这个荣耀。
Then God cannot receive the glory.
那相对的，当这盏灯发光的时候
，Likewise, if the light is shining,
神必定得到这个荣耀。
God will receive glory.
请注意，得到荣耀不是这盏灯，是神。
But please see that what receives the glory is not the light itself, but it's God.
换句话说，是神得到荣耀，而不是人。
So it's God who receives the glory, not men.
很多时候，我们抢夺了神的荣耀。
Oftentimes we rob God of His glory.
当我们奉献金钱在神的事工上的时候，神得到荣耀。
When we offer money to God's work, then God receives glory.
也当我们当别人看到我们对神的顺服的时候
，And when other people sees our obedience to God,
便将这个荣耀归给神。
Then they will give glory to God.
一个基督徒奉献，在奉献上的顺服，能够使到另外一个人荣耀神。
And a person's giving in Christ will cause another to give glory to God.
我在神学院念书的时候，在经济上有很大的需要。
When I was studying in the seminary, there was a great need, financial need.
但是神却借着弟兄姐妹来供应我们的需要。
But God used brothers and sisters to support us.
其中我记得有两位弟兄。
I remember among them as two brothers.
每一个月很准时的把固定的金钱交给我。
Every month, very timely, they give me money.
每次我收到这些金钱的时候。
And every time I receive this money,
我心里面充满了这个感恩和赞美，把这个荣耀归给神。
My heart was filled with praise and give glory to God.
那么到今天，我还没有忘记他们对神的爱，还有他们对神的顺服。
And even till today, I have not forgotten their love and their obedience towards God.
他们所做的，我想神必定会纪念，还有报答他们。
I trust that what they did, God will remember and reward them.
所以乐见的后恩，保罗说第一点是激发别人。
So the result of grace of giving, first Paul says, it would stimulate others.
那么第二是使到自己，使到别人得到神的祝福。
Second, it would help others and themselves to receive blessings.
第三，神将会得到荣耀。
Thirdly, God will receive glory.
那么最后，保罗说是合而为一。
Finally, Paul speaks of unity.
也就是造成弟兄姐妹信徒们能够合而为一。
And that is causing unity among brothers and sisters.
然后保罗是一个外邦人的使徒。
Paul is an apostle to the Gentiles.
他本身是一个犹太人。
He himself was a Jew.
然后他站在犹太人和外邦人的中间。
And he stood between the Jews and the Gentiles.
把这个犹太人和这个外邦人的信徒把他们拉在一起。
And he pulled together the Jewish and the Gentile Christians.
目的就是希望他们在主里有一个合而为一的心。
For the sake of unity in Christ.
那么对于这个耶路撒冷的信徒。
And for the believers in Jerusalem.
他们都是犹太人。
They're all Jews.
那么哥伦多教会的奉献不单表现出哥林多信徒的爱心。
And the giving in Corinth not only expresses the love of the believers in Corinth.
然后同时也拉近他们之间那种关系。
But it also pulls together their relationship.
所以犹太人信徒把这些奉献看为是神在哥林多教会信徒上 身上的恩典。
So the believers in Jerusalem would see that the giving in Corinth would be a grace of giving that God has given them.
为什么这些外邦人的信徒？
And why were these Gentile believers?
他们大部分都是希腊人。
Most of them are Greeks.
乐意的把金钱献给这些不是罗马公民的犹太人。
Be willing to give money to those who are not Roman citizens.
那么何况这些犹太人就这么贫穷。
And more so these are Jews and they're poor.
而且社会的地位又这么低。
And their position in the society is low.
并且他们都是少数民族。
And they're part of a minority group.
他们这么做唯一的原因就是因为神的恩典。
And the only reason why they did this is because of God's grace.
因为犹太人也有他们的看法。
Because the Jews also have their own views.
因为他们认为神借着主耶稣带来的救恩只有赐给犹太人。
Because they believe that the salvation that was given through Jesus Christ is only for the Jews.
因为当时的犹太人信徒不能够接受外邦人成为教会的一部分。
Because Jewish Christians back then would not receive the Gentile believers as part of their group.
但是哥林多教会的乐坚却除去了犹太人信徒就是对这个外邦人的这个偏见。
But the giving in Corinth has helped remove the prejudice that existed in the church.
肯定的奉献金钱是一个爱的表现。
True, the giving of money is an expression of love.
哥林多教会的信徒没有必要要捐献金钱给这些犹太人的信徒。
The believers in Corinth did not have to give money to the believers in who are Jews.
但是他们乐意的捐献，因为是神的恩典。
But they willingly gave because it's the grace of God.
所以在第十四节、第十五节，保罗这么说。
So in verses 14 and 15, Paul says,
他们也因神极大的恩赐显在你们心里，就切切的想念你们，为你们祈祷，感谢神，因他有说不尽的恩赐。
And in their prayers for you, their hearts will go out to you because of the surpassing grace God has given you. Thanks be to God for His incredible gift.
我们哥林多教会的举动给这些犹太人的信徒带来向神的感恩。
And so the what the people in Corinth, the Christians in Corinth did, brought about thanksgiving from the Jews.
不但向神感恩，还切切地想念他们。
And not only did they give thanks to God, they also remember them.
并且为他们祷告。
And pray for them.
所以奉献金钱能够使到人与人之间，或者信徒与信徒之间那种邻里的沟通。
And so giving could cause communication between people.
因此保罗感谢神。
So Paul gave thanks to God.
感谢他有说不尽的恩赐。
And he thanked God for his abundant grace.
人与人之间那种不同。
The differences between men.
人与人之间的偏见。
And the prejudices between people.
或者贫富的分别。
Or the division between wealthy and poor.
犹太人或者外邦人。
Jews or Gentiles.
地位高或者地位低。
High position, low position.
一切的区别在主耶稣里都成为义了。
All these goes away in Christ.
所以在加拉太书保罗这么说。
So in Galatians, Paul says,
必不分犹太人、希利利人、自主的、为奴的、或男或女，因为你们在主耶稣基督里都成为义了。
There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
所以乐坚厚恩所带来的后果。
So one of the results of the grace of giving.
保罗说第一点就是能够激发别人。
Paul says I could stimulate others.
那么第二呢，就是自己和别人能够得到神的祝福。
And it would, the person and others will receive blessings.
第三是神将会得到这个荣耀。
And thirdly, God will receive glory.
而且第四，保罗说将会带给教会合而为一的心。
And four, it will bring about unity.
我们应当听圣经的教导。
We ought to listen to the teachings of the Bible.
表现出这个乐见的厚恩。
and to express the grace of giving.
所以当教会表现这个乐见厚恩的时候，
So when the church exhibits the grace of giving,
我们教会将不会在金钱上缺乏。
A church would not lack financially.
我们神的事工将会兴旺起来。
And God's work would be able to be carried out.
我们使到一些没有听过福音的人听到福音。
And then those who have not yet heard the gospel can have the opportunity to hear it.
让我们遵守圣经的话语。
Let's obey the scriptural teaching.
让我们用一点点时间安静在神的面前来思想今天的信息。
Let's spend some time to meditate on today's message. Our lives are limited.
时间也很有限。
And time is limited.
我们也知道这些财物和金钱，在我们离开这个世界的时候是带不走的。
And we know that we cannot take our money with us when we die.
因此我们在神的面前求他赐给我们智慧。
So we ask for wisdom before God.
让我们的好好的使用我们的金钱。
That we may wisely use our money.
让我们把我们的金钱奉献在神的事工上。
And that we will use our money for God's ministry.
天父，求你帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, please help us.
求你除去我们心中的忧虑。
Please remove any worries that's in our hearts.
也求主帮助我们不要积攒财宝在地上。
And please help us not to gather treasures here on earth.
让我们把我们的钱财投资在这个永恒的国度里。
Instead, we will invest our money into the eternal kingdom.
求主你帮助我们。
Please help us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.